Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who take RIP today? What's happening?
Hugh, how will you remember the Phillies' pursuit of Juan Soto?
Oh, no, it's a wrap.
Well, it feels that way.
Bread. He about to get mega paid.
So a report came out late last night from Randy Miller.
And so Juan Gilio?
Seems like it's not going to happen.
Oh, no!
I know. Well, we were going to bring on an expert on how to change my name legally.
Yes!
It was going to be great. I mean, my family was going to probably be upset, but I was going to do it. I was going to legally change my name. Oh. So a report came out last night. It's Hugh, it's not looking good. Five teams have presented a formal offer. The first batch of offers to Juan Soto. Ready for the five teams? You tell me if we're missing anyone important here. The New York Mets, the New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Wow.
Missing a certain team.
That we needed to be on that list.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Phillies.
I guess the bidding got too rich for their blood.
They weren't even in the bidding.
Maybe they sat down and they said, in order for us to come here, this is what we'll need for us to make us feel special. And maybe the Phillies were like,
Well, you might be right. They might have got wind where it was going and said, we're out. It is a shame, though. I didn't really believe from the start of this they were going to get Juan Soto. And to be clear, he hasn't signed anywhere yet. This is just the first round of bidding. But I would call it a bad sign that the Phillies don't even have a reported offer in there to the first round of bidding. Sounds to me, Hugh, like this is not happening. And he's not going to come here.
I would imagine. Everybody's talking about five. I got seven stuck in my head.
Well, he probably wants to beat Otani because Otani got seven.
Yeah, I got like seven, eight. This is going to be – he's going to be majorly breaded up after this at 26 years old.
Are we still waiting for that Phillies meeting with Juan Soto? Is the meeting supposed to come after the other bids are in? What are we doing? We're not getting Juan Soto.
The meeting's like Santa Claus, man.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to have a meeting. It would be nice. But, you know, if you come in with a blank check – That sways most people's, you know.
Who needs to sit down? Here's a blank check.
Yeah, here's a check.
You fill it out.
Yeah.
You know where the mail
exists.
Yeah.
Just mail it to his address.
Yeah, be like, hey, this, what dollar amount would get you to be in our uniform?
What would be a worse pursuit of a big free agent? When they didn't have the door was locked when Machado got here, or if they mail a blank check in the actual mail to Juan Soto? Then to see it for 3 months? What's this?
Didn't Dombrowski find out that Castellanos was a free agent from the newspaper?
He did.
Would this surprise you?
I mean, they end up getting him, so maybe there's some method to that
madness.
I mean,
but stranger things have happened. If you write him a blank check and send it to him, And he fills it out, and you know, I mean, that could happen.
Yeah, but who checks the mail?
You're right.
You think Juan Soto's home checking his mail?
He probably has somebody checking.
Of course he does. Yeah. He's been going around.
Or he sent it to his agent. Sent it to his agent.
Right. All right. So the Juan Soto thing is not going well, and we're going to remember the pursuit very fondly for years. There is an honest to goodness Phillies rumor, though. Can we hear this? John Morosi, MLB Network. Here's what he said about the Phillies and maybe potentially a trade of Boehm and then some guys that could come in here and play third base if Boehm's not here.
They're interested in pursuing Willy Adames or Alex Bregman. And what this says to me is that Alec Boehm is available on the trade market. Now, there have been a lot of other conversations about other pieces they could potentially move. Nick Castellanos' name has come up. I had somebody mention to me Ranger Suarez as well. Mm. But when they're pursuing Adames and Bregman directly, that is telling me that Alec Boehm is available, which certainly concurs with a lot of things I've been hearing in recent days. So don't be surprised, my friends, if when we are at the winter meetings in a couple weeks' time, we hear of a trade involving Alec Boehm.
All right, so that's more of the Boehm stuff. But you know what caught my attention, that Hugh? The other
What's
name,
that?
Right? We have heard about Alex Bregman for a few weeks, that mm-hmm. is maybe the natural signing at third base when they trade Boehm. He comes here. But they threw a new name in there, Willy Adames. And look, he's a good player, had over 30 home runs last year for the Brewers, but he's a shortstop. Now, the way it's been framed is he would be willing to move to third base, so he'd be the third baseman. But you know what I was thinking when I saw...
Oh, yeah, move Trey Turner. You're thinking about moving Trey Turner.
Of course.
Or if Trey's not playing well...
I got another shortstop.
Yeah, you got another one. That makes sense. Hmm. Because to your point, you know, and there's no telling how long Trey will be there. I think Trey wants to try to go to the Hall of Fame from that position. But still, if it makes sense to have somebody on the team that is that versatile. So I hear you.
Yeah, that's a name that we hadn't heard connected to the Phillies till today. The Bregman thing's been out there for a while, so we'll see. But it does feel like this thing with Boehm is going to become a... I'd be actually surprised if Boehm is still a Philly by Christmas. I think he's going to get traded here relatively quickly. They have the winter meetings coming up, and then we'll find out how they replace him. But there's a couple names. Alex Bregman, Willy Adames, who could move from short to third, or it's another option at shortstop. But I'm not going to handle it well if Juan Soto stays with it in this division. If he goes to the Mets, I'm really going to be upset, guys. I've tried to get Juan Soto here for years, and if he ends up playing the Phillies 12 times a year in the division for the next 15 years, I'm not going to be in a good place. So,
yeah, that'll suck. There was an alternative that was worse, though. The Dodgers. Once I found out that the Dodgers were in pursuit, I almost... because I knew the Mets were probably the next most likely team or the most likely team. I was like, just whatever. Just get under the Mets.
Can he just go to the Red Sox or Blue Jays?
I'd be way better, yeah. He cannot go to the Dodgers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Because that will basically ruin baseball.
Well, the dynasty they kind of have anyway.
The Phillies can take Soto on the Mets. Nobody's taking Soto on the Dodgers.
I mean, they win 100 games anyway. Yeah. They add him and it'd just be lights out. All right, 215-592-9494. Should we give everyone a fourth clue? Should we give everyone out there? This is as late of a Hughes clues as...
I'm disappointed in this city.
Well, especially that... So, full disclosure, we had Kevin and Nicole in here, right, from the Jug Handle?
Yes, and they were Kevin hanging. Got it.
As soon as I said Hugh said the last clue, Kevin stood up when we turned the mics off, and he guessed it immediately. It's right there.
Pretty
for
impressive.
You. All right, well, I guess that wasn't enough for most people. Let's give everyone a fourth clue here for Hugh's clues.
Brandon Graham was drafted too high. Benny Curry ain't got it. Mo Allen can't fit the scheme. Michael Thomas can't fit the scheme. Nigel Bradham can't catch. Jalen Mills can't cover. Patrick Robinson can't cover.
The best fit my lane, though.
Lane's on the juice. Lane's on the juice. All right, there it is, your fourth clue.
Just a little
theater of the mind. You got to picture what you just heard. And then the answer is right there for you. Saeed in Mount Airy's up. What's up, Saeed?
All right, so I got to admit, I had that clue helped me. It put me in a whole different direction because what I had before.
You care to share, Saeed? You care to share what you was thinking?
I was thinking Charlie Brown.
Oh, that was terrible.
No, it's not terrible. They play
that's
every
a holiday
year.
Tradition.
Yeah, yeah, you watch them.
Why,
why
wouldn't I understand Charlie Brown though?
Like they play it every year. Oh, well, why wouldn't you understand?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Every year. But you all know, right. Now with streaming and everything, people ain't thinking about that. But since you played that, I'm going to say Survivor Series.
Are you serious?
Saeed, come
this is
on.
A joke, quite frankly.
Saeed!
Oh my Saeed. Gosh, it's awful.
Think about
he's
it,
right there!
Wait a minute, Survivor Series? What does that have to do with what you just heard?
Like the wrestling event, you mean?
Wrestling.
I used to love Survivor Series.
Come on.
Okay. That is one of the worst fumbles in Hughes Clues history.
Saeed, no.
Come on, man.
No.
Worst fumble, that or Miracle at the Meadowlands one? No. What's the worst fumble? Or the butt fumble?
Well, real quick, on as far as like with Saquon, uh-huh. I will say this, right? What the guy is doing, having 300 yards a game, like that's unheard of, right? So, yeah, I definitely think he's on track again, MVP. But also, too, you guys are comparing this team to the 22 mm-hmm. Eagles.
Yep.
I don't think this team is better than the 04 Eagles.
Hugh, I mean, your perspective is better than mine on this. You're there,
man. Listen, man, I don't know why you would think that. This team is pretty, like Saquon is a different dynamic, and you got AJ.
So you think this is better than your team in 04?
We had two good running backs, but Saquon is different.
Sure,
man.
But as a team, the whole
true.
Team.
True, I get it.
I say the defense. I think the defense was better.
Which one? Javon, yours?
Ours.
Yours?
Yeah. I think ours is better.
Hugh, I'm going to say that this would kind of put your
but
team.
But see, Saeed kind of threw me off, though, because he blew the biggest clue.
But this put the 0-4 team in perspective.
Okay, I'm listening.
The Monday night game, when y'all played Miami,
mm-hmm.
it was nothing they can do. They tried to come up. Donovan went right over top of them. They tried to stick Westbrook out the backfield. I mean, Westbrook had a game. I don't remember what his total yards is, but I know he shredded them. And it was because they couldn't make a choice. Now, as much as I love Hurts, I know Hurts isn't Donovan. He'll eventually get there, but he's not Donovan.
I think they're closer than you think they are, Saeed.
They're close, but he's on his way, but he's not there yet.
Well, Donovan in the passing game was better right then than Hurts is now. I'll give you that. Oh, for compare just the 0-4 team. That was the best version of Donovan.
We could benefit from a Fredix right now.
Well, it's like a third receiver instead of Dotson?
A third receiver.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He's better than Dotson. All right, Saeed, we appreciate the phone call. A couple things hit me there. One is that an all-time fumble. But
a
then
lot
two,
hit me there.
I mean, I got to get Ike's reaction to that. I mean, Hugh had a chance to defend the 0-4 Eagles as better than 2024, and he was like, I don't know, Saquon's awesome.
No, I was just thinking about Saquon. Yeah, because Dorsey and Westbrook were good. Saquon, different. Though,
it was
man.
Just hard to regroup after
then,
the. After
yeah,
the...
yeah, and to your point, when he fumbled the bag the way that he did, I couldn't think about nothing else. I'm like, we teed it up for you. It was teed up right there for you.
Mm.
And you couldn't, you didn't.